The clock is ticking for Obamacare. The federal health care law goes into effect in 1 year, with uninsured Americans allowed to sign up for coverage starting in about 10 months. Last Friday, implementation of the new law took a big step forward. The Obama administration certified that 6 states, Colorado, Connecticut, Massachusetts, Maryland, Oregon, and Washington, had made enough progress in setting up their health benefit exchanges. The health benefit exchange is the new marketplace where uninsured Americans, as well as small businesses, will go to purchase affordable health insurance. These health exchanges will offer a range of insurance options and financial subsidies to low and middle-income consumers. New York State is in the process of setting up its health exchange in compliance with federal law, but has yet to be certified. But what if a state created a health exchange and too few knew of its existence? Unfortunately, unless federal and state governments develop very aggressive public education efforts, that possibility is real. A recent analysis conducted by CVS Caremark found that 78% of consumers who would be eligible for new health care coverage under the federal health care law have never heard of health benefit exchanges. In addition, 60% said that they believed that they'll need help in understanding this new healthcare system. And even more shocking, when told that Obamacare guarantees them access to coverage regardless of health status, most refused to believe it. Part of the reason for this widespread ignorance has to do with the toxic nature of the debate over the federal law. From charges of death panels to socialism, the debate over federal health care reform has ranged from reasonable differences to outright lies. In that context, it's not surprising that so many Americans have no idea what the new law will actually accomplish. But the reason for this ignorance really doesn't matter. What matters is that people will soon learn about their responsibilities and the benefits provided by the new law. And that's where government comes in. The new law can't succeed if its intended beneficiaries don't sign up. When the state of Massachusetts implemented a similar health reform plan in 2006, which was the model for the federal law, it needed a massive advertising campaign to spread the word. A few states have launched their own campaigns to explain federal health care reform to the public, including California, Maryland, and Washington. But efforts in 3 states don't mean that the nation knows, and from the polling data, it's clear that far too many Americans don't know about the new law. Even though the nation must do all it can to educate Americans on the law, the toxicity of the American political culture continues to rear its ugly head. Last month, the chair of the House Ways and Means Committee subpoenaed information on federal spending to promote the new health care law. He and other opponents want to launch an investigation of any communication campaign claiming it amounts to political advocacy. But the move smacks of just the latest effort to derail the law. In the past, the federal government has launched extensive public education efforts for other programs. Programs like children's health insurance, the Medicare prescription drug benefit, and even Medicare itself were the focus of massive education efforts. It's long past time for the federal government to get into the act. But New York State can't wait. Governor Cuomo should set aside the necessary resources so that New York does its job informing its over 2 million uninsured residents of the program. That's all for now. I'll be keeping an eye on the Capitol and talk to you again next week.